Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Never was. Going down, man. Revolution one time. Yeah, get in. Factor two. Bones, we in here. Sleepy Hollow. Yeah. Yeah. Seven. It's on again, Ray, if you've been summoned for the mission. It's the winter summer vision, let the thunder lightning hit them. Similar to Illmatic when they listen. Push the preservation of the soul, get it cold when you spit. This is for my brother Carl, knowing that the gift given never barred. Never searching too far, and when the cops pull us over searching who we are, it's just another tale, black male raise the bar. I'm on the course, way under par. I'm in my lane, but I send a swerve in the car, signal off. Rituals and wicked talk. The videos teach the kids to dance before they walk. The Similac be the Cadillac, chains in the brainwaves. Rich Toby housework, a new age day slave. On the real, it ain't based on no color now. Or no shape, it's the national. Going down, going down,
going down,
going down, going down,
going down, yeah, it's going down. Listen.
Stop teaching them lies, the surprise is the heat in the cell, in hell for the lies that you speak. Some of y'all really confused. You ain't in the warfare for real, man, you keep inciting the muse. Watch the signs integrated in the news. Then they segregate them, call me channels just so you can choose. You think you got a little freedom, huh? And I ain't hating, I'm just distributing literature. And you was waiting, thought the river get to slipping, bruh. And I'll be praying for you, swimming up the river bluff. I'm a winner, ask Charlie Sheen. Your boy Revolution spit mean, petrified 16. Christ runs so deep with the potholes in my lord. I'ma take time with my lord while the others stand in line writing rhymes about their life a crime. But for real, they in Starbucks twisting lime like.
Yeah, going down, going down, going down forever. Yeah,
yeah. Similar to pieces of a man, when I pick the puzzle up and put it in my hand, it ain't a wheel of fortune seeing through the jeopardy. The price is right, Bob Barker on the industry, and it's the family feud with no love connection. No $1 million question, these are straight blessings. And I had to think, the weakest link, you will never tell me how to think. I never blink on the Lord, I will never sleep. And plus, Mr. Revolution always take it there, and I don't never want to be no Hollywood square. I'm still at it, it's academic, when I spit it, I'm in the kitchen, it's these lyrics, I keep flipping. Learning word and name that tone. From the womb to the womb, I'ma do what I do. It's all love like tic-tac-toe, and you gon' need it with that wick-rack flow. Like you ain't no
Yeah, what's that?
When you take a bite,
following all them scenes we viewed. But maybe for me, he thoroughly figured it was probably bigger than swallowing liquor and hollowing them strawberry swishes and getting lifted. I hope you know, I know what it's like to be drug addicted, my dude. My father spoke the gospel to us in the same room, and truth be told, he was even closer to you. And distance, geographically dead and printed like graphic tees, the truth, the fiery dark proof sees. So light up a dark room, please eat. Because then I know you stated your claim, fam, and I'm not judging. It's loving, I hope that you be a changed man. Same clan, same youth camp, same pearls like the same two clams, same two girls with the same two plans. When them cussos came through too glam, maybe you just gotta get tired of being sick and tired. Or maybe you gotta hear that he died for you one more time to come alive.
Yeah. And you'll come alive.
You don't need them no more, let's go.
I'm a believer. Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know, I know.
I'm a believer, and I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
I'm out like a running back on that highway to heaven. Said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence. It's obvious that obviously G-O-D is in me. Me is in I is in he that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gon' win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin chin. Preaching in my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the chin. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a Christian now. But your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know, I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
Go, go, go. The rumors I ain't buying, so all you scientists, I need to stop trying. Nobody knows the hour or the day, so get yourself together, cause it might be the day. Said it was supposed to happen on May 21st. Only thing that happened, Harold got his feelings hurt. Yeah, that's what I am, man. I seen hell's another version of quicksand. But see, we Christians, we can run the distance. If you get tired, I'll hold you up like a big stand. When your problem problems pile up like a dish pan. When your situation is tighter than a wristband, just pray, homie, you don't need a wish, man. Watch Jesus give you a hand like Michigan. Yo, what?
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? What's up? What's happening? And how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This episode, we are still having our faith in God developed and grown fully by Him. Yeah, I'll repeat that. This episode, we are still having our faith in God developed and grown fully by Him. Faith in God from humans comes by humans hearing the word of God. Faith in God from humans comes by humans hearing the word of God. God's words are so powerful that they made this world we live in. Yeah, think about it. God's words are so powerful that they made this world that we live in. God is awesome. Hallelujah. God is awesome. That's right. One more time. God is awesome. For sure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day. And thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for letting us acknowledge you. Let us acknowledge you in all of our ways. And you direct us, Father. Don't let us depend on or lean on our own understanding of things. Don't let us depend on or lean on anybody else's understanding. Father, let us trust you. Let us get to know you. You're the all-knowing one. You are the perfect one. You are the one that never lets us down. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Yeah, we all got to give an account to you. Thank you for letting us get to know you like this. Continue to have your way in our lives. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, your love and kindness. Just have your way. Thank you for your spirit of truth. Thank you for your scriptures. And thank you for teaching us and leading us and guiding us into all of your truth. Send more laborers into your harvest, Father. Draw others through us to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, we up in here. Hip hop and Jesus. We on this Bible study. Y'all know how I go. The scriptures, and you can go ahead and jump into part one and wait for me. But we're finished with 1 Samuel, and we're starting 2 Samuel, chapter 1. So you can go ahead and go there, and I'll meet you over there in a few, and we'll get started. 2 Samuel, chapter number 1 will be where we are starting at. Part 2 will be Isaiah 60, Isaiah chapter 60 for part 2. And part 3 will be James chapter 5. James chapter 5. for part 3. Contact us when hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Contact us when hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Free newsletters, free sample of the, you get a free sample chapter of the audiobook, and you get a free song off the album. If you contact us and let us know that you want, you know, you're interested in the book or the album or both, or just want the newsletter. All right. So when hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Again, you receive free copies of our newsletters that comes out every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Also free sample chapters of one free sample chapter of the audiobook and one free song off of the album. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And now we ain't selling the gospel. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I pay. We pay to preach. We pay. You know what I'm saying? I pay to preach. Blog Talk ain't free. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. This is getting paid for. We pay for this. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. So, you can always tune in for the free. It don't cost you nothing but some attention and some time. That's it. And if you spend some time and you pay attention to this and you hear what God is saying and you do it, you will be successful in your life. God's way, though. All for the glory of God. All right? So let's go over here to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. I'm going to start with verse number 1. But before we do that, let me read this verse right here. Inspirational verse off of these cards. It says, this is the confidence which we have before him. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. So when you ask, you got to be asking God, and it's going to be done according to his will, though. Okay, we can't just ask whatever. Got to be asking according to his will. All right, for sure. A lot of people be asking whatever, and, you know, they go make it happen. And then I guess they think that it's God that's doing it or something, but no, it's a difference. You'll be able to tell the difference when God is doing something in your life and when you are doing something in your life. For sure with it. All right, let's go, where we at? 2 Samuel, first chapter. Now, we know the first book of Samuel was about them, the Israelites getting their first king, and it was the first prophet, too. Samuel was the first prophet, and they got their first king, which Samuel was the prophet of God, and God chose the king for the people. The people asked, but God didn't want nobody to be over them, but they asked, so he gave them what they wanted. But he told them the kind of king that they were going to have was going to be a bad king, and that's what Saul was, ended up being. He ended up starting off right, but he ended up being a bad king, and then we just read about the death of him. The tragic death of Saul and his sons, you know what I'm saying, in the last book of 1 Samuel. So now we're ready for 2 Samuel. Oh, yeah, David. Saul was trying to kill David, too, over there in 1 Samuel. So if you want to know the story of David and a little bit of him and how he came to be king and stuff, you have to read 1 Samuel. It's all found in there. All right. So now we're ready for 2 Samuel, chapter number 1, 2 Samuel. Chapter 1, verse 1, it says, now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David, and yeah, Saul is the one that was king, and then he tried to kill David and all that, all right? So it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had stayed 2 days in Ziklag, on the third day, behold, it happened that a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. So it was when he came to David, that he fell to the ground and prostrated himself. And David said to him, where have you come from? So he said to him, I have escaped from the camp of Israel. Then David said to him, how did the matter go? Please tell me. And he answered, the people have fled from the battle. Many of the people are fallen dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead also. Wow. In 2 Samuel, chapter number 1, verse 5 says, so David said to the young man who told him, how do you know that Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead? Verse 6 says, Then the young man who told him said, As I happened by chance to be on Mount Gilboa, there was Saul leaning on his spear, and indeed the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. Now when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered him, here I am. And he said to me, who are you? So I answered him, I am an Amalekite. Verse 9, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9. He said to me again, please stand over me and kill me, for anguish has come upon me, but my life still remains in me. So he didn't want to suffer. He wanted the young man to go ahead and kill him, right? Verse 10 says, so I stood over him and killed him because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen, and I took the crown that was on his head and the bracelet that was on his arm and have brought them here to my Lord. Verse 11 says, therefore David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him, and they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan, his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. So they mourning, they weeping, fasting for those that they lost. Verse 13 says, then David said to the young man who told him, where are you from? And he answered, I am the son of an alien, an Amalekite. So David said to him, how was it you were not afraid to put forth your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? Then David called one of the young men and said, go near and execute him. Wow. And he struck him so that he died. Go on, David. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So David said to him, your blood is on your own head, for your own mouth has testified against you, saying, I have killed the Lord's anointed. And remember, David didn't touch Saul. The whole time Saul was trying to get at him and kill him, and David had opportunities to go ahead and knock him off, but he didn't, because David always looked at Saul as the Lord's anointed. Remember, the people wanted Saul, but that's who God chose for them. The people wanted the king, and God chose Saul for them, okay? Because, number one, the people need to line up with God. It's whatever. We have to learn to, you know, choose whatever God wants for us. Yeah, whatever God wants, that's better. All right, verse 17 says, then David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son, and he told them to teach the children of Judah the song of the bow. Indeed, it is written in the book of Jasher. Verse 19 says, the beauty of Israel is slain. All right? And here's the song right here, these next few verses. The beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How the mighty have fallen. Tell it not in Gath. Proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. And blab everything, right? Verse 21 says, O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, nor rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For the shield of the mighty is cast away there. The shield of Saul, not anointed with oil. The shield of Saul, not anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives. and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with luxury. So Saul had, he was good at first, but then the Spirit of God ended up leaving him. Okay? So, verse 23 again. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 23 says, Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet. He clothed you in scarlet with luxury, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. So he took care of the people, look like. Verse 25 says, how the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan was slain in your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Remember, Jonathan and David were tight, super tight. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was wonderful, surpassing the love of a woman. How the mighty have fallen and the weapons of war perish. So that's loving your neighbor as yourself right there and displaying it. Jonathan and David, loving their neighbor as themselves, man. All right? How the mighty have fallen and the weapons of war perished. So yeah, man, they're mourning for Jonathan and Saul. And you see that David still don't have nothing bad to say about Saul. Wow. Learn a lot from David. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? When we come back, we getting into Isaiah chapter number 60, part 2. Isaiah chapter number 60. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. We'll be right back. Appreciate you listening.
Wide awake, Bull City. Yo, it's old man. Intense to slow poet. Dolo. One of the original Wide Awake contingents. And it goes a little something like this. Yeah. Honest to goodness, how can I put this? By the time I finish, you won't care where the hook is. If I could do what I love, I hang with the good kids. I didn't wanna see murder, look what the hood did. Straight madness, I never overstood it. But did I understand? Maybe a little bit. How can we all eat in this world of doggy? You feeling a frog leap, blood over the concrete. Mama screaming out, why me? Thinking, why did God deny me? She was to church Sunday, Monday to Friday. She prayed every day as he pumped that Wale. Okay. God work in mysterious ways. Anybody can go, no matter your age. Even the rich gotta split, no matter their way. And then some will survive after the 12 gauge. Pull them in a day. How can you not be amazed? This type of mom make me shine like I'm glazed. Many men lose their lives trying to shine for some babe. Acting like them men that had to rise from them caves. Killed all them redskins in a line of braids. It ain't been that long, but they got it made. Picture me as that Turner, but I gotta fade. Mumbling, you know you're not a slave. But hey,
hey, yo, Laquan, you crazy.
Intense to slow forward. Yeah, and you know it, baby. To be born in 73. You're not gonna believe when I tell you what happened to me. They call me slow, but God moves faster for me. He has many mansions, but has a castle for me. See, this pastor to be could have been a casual T. I'm talking trauma with a capital T. Hanging out with 10 more bros better than me. The harder we went, the better the weed. Trust that when our enemies flush back, we scatter and weed.
wide awake, first to do it,
Adam and Eve.
Then one of us got hit, homie fell on his knees.
A willing participant is all a felony needs.
Lord, please don't let him die, I listen to what you're telling me.
You
please
are today's mathematics master of all degrees.
If this is offensive, pardon me, please.
I'm not done with this track, it's just starting to bleed.
According to me,
the joint is about to, so they starting to leave.
I don't care, I'm just sowing a seed.
This old man, the whole game is just boring to me.
So I'm spitting what's important to me.
The Lord said, eat it up. Just eat it up. That's that good stuff. The good stuff. Buffet, baby. Eat it up.
Turn my headset up. I don't know who beat this head, bro.
Intense to slow forward. And you know it, baby.
Yeah.
Yo, first we lost Winona, then it's that worldwide spread of corona. Police shooting people, holding pizza on the corner. I teach and I warn you, the two last days are upon you. Yeah. Test the slow poet and put it in a point two. Microphone check one, two. But believe if it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be sipping on that corn too. Taking something by the tongue, but serve it on two. I snitch, can't snitch with no one to point to. You don't want the trouble, but trouble wants you.
Give your life to God, yo.
You never let me know a Pablo. I'm gonna run and get robbed, yo.
Get a job, yo.
I seen the hardest parts turn 5-0.
That's 9-5, no job, yo.
Fast, I could fire high 5-0.
Ready to work, where that pride go?
The streets ain't happy, you better hide, yo.
You caught in the trap, I know you're tired, yo.
I know life is hard. You're working twice as hard, so give your life to God.
Yo, yo, life is hard, you're working twice as hard.
Give your life to God, yeah.
You're working twice as hard, give your life to God.
Life is hard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, gather round now, gather round now. Look now, how many times did you premeditate what you thought was your fate? Cause you couldn't just wait, you had to have it the way that you thought in your mind. But in the end, everything came in time. But before the time, you was losing your mind. You was racing and rushing and falling behind. But let me tell you about God and the way that she works. I mean the way that he works, I mean the way that we work. You gotta trust in your Lord, everything is in accord. Don't rush or fuss, you're gonna get yours. Close your eyes, your heart, your ears, your mind to the ways and thoughts of mankind. And seek ye first the kingdom of God, and things won't seem so hard. You gotta trust your Lord. Tell them about it. Trust and obey. Trust when afraid. Trust when you're paid. Trust when betrayed. Trust when you fear. Trust when you're unclear. Trust when you're here. Trust when you're near. Trust when you're down. Trust when you're bound. Trust when you're clowned. Trust. Come on, let's do it again. Let's raise it up. Come on, look. After you live and you learn and you see, you will learn how to trust in your God. You will be so free. You won't see no me. You will only see the will of the Almighty. You sick of what? Well, your will. Give it up. Stop thinking and begin to live it up. Every time you think it's one way, it's not. Every time you want to stop, you really stop. Trust in the inner, the outer is for the sinners. In fact, this whole rap is for beginners. Those that have talked and walked up on the path know that they get what they want before they act. So why rush? If your respect is due, whatever you don't have is protecting you. It's what you do have to be bringing the drama. Asking it shall be given with a comma. Trust and obey. Trust when afraid. Trust when you're paid. Trust when betrayed. Trust when you fear. Trust when you're unclear. Trust when you're here. Trust when you're near. Trust when you're down. Trust when you're bound. Trust when you're clowned. Trust. Thoughts are things, they manifest and you decree it. But God be looking out for you, putting a stop to what you're about to do in your life and in your circumstances. Every time
time you speak, you be taking chances. Talking about things that you really don't have to have. So when you get them, your life turns sad, your life turns bad. And why would your guard be allowing that? Trust in God, that's where the crown is at. It's not in what you get, it's what happens after that. So if you think your life is shrinking, it may be because you keep thinking. Not that intellect is wrong, it's just the beginning. It might be time to move on. Trust and obey. Trust when afraid. Trust when you're paid. Trust when betrayed. Trust when you fear. Trust when you're unclear. Trust when you hear. Trust when you're near. Trust when you're down. Trust when you're bound. Trust when you're clown. Trust.
Yeah, mic check. What he said, yeah, trust your Lord. Yeah, trust God the Almighty. And, yeah, if Jesus is not your Lord, then you got the wrong Lord. Okay, all right, all right. No religion. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, Bible study. Little buddy. All right, let's go to the part number two. Part number two will be Isaiah chapter 60. So let's go there. Isaiah chapter number 60. Let's get it in, man. Isaiah chapter number 60. And we start at verse number one. And we do appreciate you tuning in. However you tuned in. Appreciate you. All right. Pray that God get all the glory from your life as well. Isaiah chapter number 60, starting at verse number 1. Let's get to the, a few more seconds to get to Isaiah 60. All right, let's get it. Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 1, says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Recognize. And you got to do something. You got to arise, and you got to shine, for your light has come. It has arrived, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. Darkness shall cover the earth. Coronavirus did that real good. And I don't think that's in, and that ain't it. That's not the only thing gonna cover this mug. But it says, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. The people are covered in deep darkness, but the Lord will arise over you. Yeah, the Lord will arise over you. And whoever of the people that want the light, the Lord will arise over you. Other than that, we all are in deep darkness. But God. All right, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Not your own glory. All right, but he gonna rise over you. His glory will be seen upon you. So don't be taking it like you all this and all that. Your God, your Father's all this and all that. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3 says, "The Gentiles shall come to your light." Yeah, they gonna be coming to you. Your light, cause you got the Lord, you got the truth, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Gentiles and kings gonna come. Lift up your eyes all around and see. You can see it now. Lift up your eyes and look. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Yeah, this kingdom movement. Mm-hmm. You can see it in the physical too, but it's still spiritual. Verse 5 says, "Then you shall see and become radiant." Real, I'm talking about gonna come real bright, and your heart shall swell with joy. Look at that, your heart gonna swell with joy. Heart gonna swell with joy, not with stress, not with oppression, but your heart gonna swell with joy. I like that. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. You ain't gotta do nothing. You ain't gotta do nothing but what God told you to do, and He gonna do the rest. He gonna do his part. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephath, all those from Sheba shall come. I'm about to get real blessed. God is increasing. That's what this is going. That's what this is saying. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord, not your praises. They're going to proclaim the praises of the Lord, right? Verse 7 says, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. Still blessing. Yeah, back then, it was barter system, right? Trading and all that, livestock. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. See, I mean, there's nothing like when God himself is involved in doing stuff. And that's what he's been doing since 2020, 2021. He's been doing stuff, but I'm talking about for real. The only way you can't see what he was doing in 2020 and 2021 is if you're not on his side and you don't know him. So I will glorify the house of my glory. Verse 8 says, who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roosts? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me. Everybody way out there on the coastland is going to wait for the Lord. And the ships way out there on the sea in the middle, right? The ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar. You know, shipment coming to you. Bringing your stuff from afar. Your sons from afar, the silver, their silver and their gold with them, so your stuff. To the name of the Lord your God. God increasing so that he can get more glory from our lives. And I ain't got no problem with giving him all the glory. And I ain't got no problem with him increasing whatever he need to increase in my life for him to get the glory. I don't have a problem with him getting the glory or with giving him the glory. All right? And that's how our attitudes have to be. Yep. You got to shift your attitude and start thinking like Jesus, man. So back to verse 9, Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 9 says, surely the coastlands shall wait for me, capital M-E. They're going to wait for God. And the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God, Jesus, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. And that's a good place to say, thank you, Father. Yeah, he has glorified you. Verse 10 says, the sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. It looked like a good old blessing. Yep, the Gentiles bless Zion. That's the name of this chapter. And Zion is the ones who keep their faith in God and be praising God. All right? And God going to use the Gentiles, the foreigners, the world, the strangers who don't know you to bless you. Mm-hmm. So, back to verse 10, Isaiah chapter 60. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. In my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I'm going to have mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles. Yep, the wealth of the Gentiles coming to you, and their kings in procession. Mm-hmm. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for you. You're a just one, right? Yeah, you are a just one. Verse 12 says, for the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish. Do you see this? I'm talking, all this is for God's glory, whether you getting it, every detail or not. The main thing is God is blessing you through Gentiles or through the world, but he's increasing in you. He's increasing his glory, but it's all for him to get the glory. Increasing your wealth as well, but it's all for him to get the glory. You ain't increasing your wealth just so you can be rich in the world and be the only one, and spend all the riches and wealth on yourself. Nah. This wealth right here, and you can be rich without being wealthy. Mm-hmm. Being wealthy will make you rich. Being wealthy is better than being rich, though. Wealth, it works on the inside. You know how to act and how to behave in case your materials or riches do increase. All right, we're in Isaiah chapter 60. Verse number, what are we at, 12? Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12 says, "For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined." Yeah, because you want a mission from God. You're here and on purpose doing what you do unto God. Right? And some nations and kingdoms ain't studying you. But it says, the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish. Why? Because you're serving God. You want an assignment from God. And they don't want to line up with the agenda, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to line up with the purpose, should I say. And those nations shall be utterly ruined. Yeah, run up on the Son of God now. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to perish. You're going to get utterly ruined. Because I told you, our God, our Father, is involved in this thing real strong. You just see him. Verse 13 says, "The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary." You're getting all this wood, right? To beautify the place of my sanctuary. To beautify the place of my sanctuary. "And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Also the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel." You see what I'm saying? So God is glorifying us so that we can continue to glorify him. Yeah, God is glorifying us so we can exalt Jesus even more. We can exalt Jesus even more. Everything he's doing and increasing is for him to get the glory. They're going to call you the city of the Lord. But they ain't going to just see you. They're going to see the kingdom and the glory and everything else of God on you and in your life. Continue to keep your faith in God. Continue to obey him. Verse 15 says, "Whereas you have been forsaken and hated." You went through this? I'm talking to you then. "Wherefore, whereas you have been forsaken and hated." Yeah, nobody want to mess with you. They hate you. Because you're bringing that truth. "So that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations." Though, look at this. This is what God doing. See, we got to tune out and stop focusing on what the negative or naysayers or whatever is doing. But let's focus on what God is doing. God said, "I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of kings." Getting all their wealth, right? Mm-hmm. Bringing it to you. "You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob." God going to do something to blow your mind, the one that got faith in him. And when he do this, not just blow your mind, but I'm talking about he going to do something real awesome and terrific in our lives. And it's going to be so big and so awesome and terrific that others are going to notice and going to come and try. You know how people be brown nosing? They're going to be trying to come up to get next to you, but you make sure you give all the glory to God and point them to God, because that's what they're going to be seeing. God is increasing. Remember, he said that his glory, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Remember how we started off? "And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." It's not your glory. It's the glory of the Lord. Verse 1, Isaiah 60. That's why they're going to be coming, and all this stuff going to start taking place. And God increasing. All right? Not just because you've been so faithful. No, it's for him. But he do reward your faithfulness. Okay? So back to verse 16, Isaiah 60. It says, "You shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior." You going to know that God himself is your Savior. Hallelujah. and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Yeah, put it in his hands. He can handle it better than we can, man. I know it's 2021. It's hard to live by faith and all that. It's been hard. It's been challenging. But God, you know what I'm talking about? He always told you he'll never leave you or forsake you. He ain't going to bring you out victorious. All things work together for your good. You belong to him. You buy his business. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 17 says, instead of bronze, I will bring gold. I like that. You got no problem with that now. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace. And your magistrates righteousness. So you ain't got to worry about their officers and their magistrate courts and stuff like that, because we're under the true government, which is God's government. We do things his way and according to his will. I will also make your officers peace. Yeah, every time you run into one of these physical officers, they gonna give you some peace. God overrides it. And your magistrates righteousness. They gonna do right when you go up in there. Verse 18 says, violence shall no longer be heard in your land. All that violence going to be gone away from your land. Neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Yeah, change your name. The name of the name of your life, the name of your ministry. Yeah, change the way you think about things too. Change your mind. Call your walls salvation. That's God saving you. And your gates praise. That's you responding to him saving you. Thank you, Father, for breaking that thing down for us. So all that violence that you experience, it's no longer going to be heard in your land. God doing something new for you. Neither wasting. So you're going to be producing, not wasting. Nor destruction within your borders. So no wasting, nor destruction. Going to be some growth. But you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Yeah, God saving you, and you're going to praise him for saving you. Verse 19 says, the sun shall, saving you from destruction. Saving you from the destruction that comes on the sons of disobedience, man. Verse 19 says, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God, your glory. And I'm talking about God getting you dependent on him. You ain't going to even be studying the sun, because he's going to be the brightness in your life. The sun shall no longer be your light by day. That's not what's going to guide you no more. God himself about to guide you. Nor for the brightness shall the moon give you light to give light to you. You don't need the sun or the moon, because God going to be with you day and night. The Lord will be to you an everlasting light. Even at night, he's still going to be an everlasting light to you. And your God going to be your glory. So wherever you go, it don't matter. God with you. And he's your everlasting light. And your God, your glory. All right? Everlasting light. You can always turn the light on or keep the light on. Wherever you go, man, let your light shine, man. It's time out for being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right? Verse 20 says, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. Yeah, you're not going to be dependent on the elements or the materials in the world. You're going to be dependent on God, the one that created the elements and the materials in this world. For the Lord will be your everlasting light. God's so good that he made. I'm talking about, do you realize that the earth produces diamonds? Yeah, the earth produced gold. Everything he said, the earth produced this stuff. You see what I'm saying? But man, they can't charge you for it. But what they do, they charge us for the process of it. By the time you get it, and it looks like this, we cleaned it up for you. We made it so plain for you. Then here you go, sell it to you for all that money. It ain't even worth it, you know what I'm saying? Because like I just said, like the Holy Spirit let us know, the earth produced this stuff, so it ain't worth the money. The earth produced it, man. woman, children, every season, every year, every time, the earth producing the gold, the iron, the bronze, the wood, everything. All right, well, yeah, finishing up Isaiah chapter 60. Appreciate your patience. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We on this hip hop and Jesus, man. Still Bible study, man. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. So that's why we reading this word, man, and getting our faith in God. All right. The Lord will be your everlasting light all the days of, where we at? Verse 20. I'm skipping ahead. I'm sorry. Let me go back. I'm going to go back to verse 19. Isaiah chapter 60. The sun shall no longer be your light by day. You're not going to depend on it. Nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light. Everlasting. That's somebody you need to depend on. The sun be going down, right, at night, and then the moon don't even be up every season, do it? Okay. So you need something that's going to be everlasting. Outlast the sun, outlast the moon, outlast the people, outlast the system. Yeah, this world system, the government, okay, this government. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God, your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. And the days of your mourning shall be ending. But ended, I'm sorry. The days of your mourning shall be ended. Yeah, your mourning, your sadness, your crying, going to be ended. Also, your people shall all be righteous. And God's going to send the right people in your life, too. Look, he said they're going to all be righteous. So that means they're going to be all doing the right things with him. They're going to be knowing that God or acknowledging God as their father as well. So also your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. I told you, God is doing this. He's planting this. He's doing this with his hands so that he may be glorified. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand. This is what God going to do so that he can be glorified. A little bitty one going to become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. So when it's time to happen, I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to make it happen quick. Hasten. Hasten. I'm going to make it happen in his time, and I'm going to make it happen quick. Because I saw you all that long time. Yeah, long suffering. Yeah, God sees us. He knows. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Hip Hop and Jesus. Still on this Bible study. We'll be right back. And when we come back, part number 3, James chapter 5. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go. You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Designer clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. Your selfish charming baby, and hard as Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thugging and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more. Stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche Boxster. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even close enough by them to hear the sirens. It's them who buy your records just to hear a gang of lying. Quit claiming you banging iron, dog, if you a gangster I am. And who said if you're black, a gangster's the thing to be? These rappers trying to be Scarface, they make believe. Dog, if you over 30, it's time to be realistic. basic. It's no way you should be 37 and still ignorant. Still sagging, still banging and still flagging. You're still faking, this generation is still at it. I still be in the hood, it's getting real graphic. That's real blood on the concrete, them real caskets. I know that ain't your problem, but I made it mine. Not only do I know the truth, but I can make it rhyme. They knew you'd sell us out, that's why they let you boys in. They keep you eating good long as you feed the hood poison. Got you endorsing they liquor and making blunt raps. From St. Ives to Chris Dow, it always was that. They say the government gave us guns, liquor, and crack. But last time I checked, your dealer was black, and your killer was black, and his money was green. So you can read between the lines and see what I mean. See, when it comes to the hood, they have no influence. They need a middleman, a real opportunist, one of our own kind is selfish enough to do it. Inject the hood with poison for some lifestyle improvement. That's what these rappers is doing, they selling us crack. It's like the devil is back and one of his weapons is rap. They trying to merge you with rap, we know how they get down. They using our biggest rappers to make you embrace the sound. Maybe I'm tripping though, maybe I'm seeing things, and maybe I see some things like a need for change. Yeah. Look, y'all got too much influence to be acting foolish. I don't care if you signed up to be a role model or not, the kids gonna follow you regardless. They come with the fame. I mean, you tell them to get money, but you ain't telling them how to do it. No way they won't land them in jail or land them in the grave. And if you did live a troubled lifestyle, whether it was selling crack, pimping, whatever you had to do to get by, you know what I'm saying? I thank God that you made it out. But you telling your story like you the rule. You not the rule, you the exception to the rule. You the one happy ending out of 1,000 cats that's sitting in jail or buried up under the ground doing what you did. You that one that made it in the game and made some of yourself. So you can't tell it like if they do what you do, they gonna get what you got. And that's only to the couple cats in the game that really did what they say they did. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's negative, if I'm going to be led down the wrong path, I'd rather it be by somebody else who went down the wrong path than somebody who knew the right path and just chose to point me down the wrong one, you feel me? But at the same time, if you've been down that wrong path and you see me going down that wrong path, you'd be a hater not to tell me to go in the other direction, you feel me? But yeah, man, turn your negative into a positive, dog. Business.
Got 100, 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 got come back. Bring it back, got a 100, no opinion, that's fact. So the truth and living God, I ain't serving no pack. Jesus, he said it, he did it, he did it, he said it. I'm spreading the message out. This ain't the game, without the cane. My life a wreck it like Ralph. No in the middle, you in or you out. So we out here trying to bring them in. Don't wanna come in, then we coming to you. We're loving the truth and how God hates sin.
I'm just a sinner who probably gonna sin again. He take them sinners and make them sinners born again.
You preach, I'm healed by a stripes like Adidas. Put down my reefer, I broke up with Keisha. Put down my flesh and I'm lifting up Jesus. Casting my crown and I pledge my allegiance. The judge gave me life. You can't kill my vibe. The son sacrificed, but you can't kill my God. I'm just a witness, salvation he giving. Anybody want it? And he ain't never told no lie. I'm just being honest, my God is 100.
God 100, God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
I'll head him aside, boy.
God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
I'll head him aside, boy.
God 100.
Close to the sun, Venus and Mercury weapons they forming, but they are not hurting me. Demons they tremble, they screaming emergency. God over money, he better than currency. Kill him on cross and they thought it was finished. I was finito, but no, sir, he risen. Mother religion, I sin was a vision. He gave me the vision, I see 2020. Started repenting from smashing these women. Drugs I was dealing, I thought I was winning, but I was a loser. my heart was stone. Look at Medusa, but Jesus, the ruler of heaven and earth, gave me a new verse. So I scream hallelujah,
hallelujah.
So I scream hallelujah, yeah, to the Almighty. More power to you, more power to you. Lion and Judah, lamb that was slain, lifting his name. Jesus the King, forever he reigned. Breaking them chains, giving healing to the lame. So get rid of that cane. Drug dealers, get rid of that cane. Thought I was fly, jumped out of that plane. On the side of the rock, I'm forever changed. The judge gave me life. You can't kill my vibe. The son sacrificed, but you can't kill my God. I'm just a witness, salvation he giving. Anybody want it? And he ain't never told no lie. I'm just being honest, my God is 100.
God 100, God 100, God 100, God 100, God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
All head on the side, boy.
God 100, God 100, God 100, God 100, God 100, God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
All head on the side, boy.
God 100.
Glory, he get it. Anyway, so I might as well give it. And if I don't, then I'm wasting my time. Chasing big faces, embracing these lies. God is a honey, that's my life showing. If I love him, everybody gon' know it. Come by the blood, open like wounds. Thought he was a goner, but he opened that tomb. Excuse my French, yeah, I speak life. Cornerstone, no Rosetta. 2 plus 2, what is metaphor? -3, ain't no one better. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Resurrected, that's a honey. Salvation, the free gift. Does anybody want it? I'ma take a God favor, resting on me like the Sabbath. And that can be so crazy, like them black people in Paris. Use my French, yeah, I speak life. Cornerstone, no Rosetta. Jesus, he paid it all. So stay your way, you debt collectors. The judge gave me life. You can't kill my vibe. The son sacrificed, but you can't kill my God. I'm just a witness, salvation he giving. Anybody want it? And he ain't never told no lie. I'm just being honest, my God is 100.
Mic check. Is this thing on?
Yeah.
God 100. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hip Hop and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Every man be a liar, but God 100. Mm-hmm. We're going to praise the all-knowing one. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop and Jesus. So we on part 3. We ready, which is going to be James chapter 5. Let's get it. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Let's get it. Let's get it. James chapter 5. Let me let that bump a little bit. Let that bump. Crank that thing up a little bit. Crank that thing up. Crank that thing up. Verse 1. Come now, you rich. They talked about the wealthy, right? He's going to make you wealthy. You, because you've been humble and you have faith in him. He'll make you wealthy. Now, let's get these rich folk right. Come now, you rich. Weep. Yeah, don't be happy. God calls you. Yeah, you rich folk. Yeah, come now, you rich. Weep. And how? Weep and how is what it's saying, right? Yeah, that's not good. For your miseries that are coming upon you. So that's why you have to weep and how. Yeah, you rich folks. Self-made, millionaires, all that stuff. arrogant, proudful, ain't studying God. Come now, you rich. Weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. So, we're still proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God. Yeah, the acceptable year of the Lord, he blessing his people, and the day of vengeance of our God, he repaying the wicked. He repaying the disobedient, right? The unfaithful, he's repaying. So, you rich, come on now. You rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Wow. Mm-hmm. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. You heaped up treasure in the last days, all right. Mm-hmm. Not doing things God's way. He been told us that we have to, you know, except the Lord builds it, we're going to be laboring in vain. So you self-made, you got rich on your own, nobody ain't gave me nothing, right, all that. And they're not realizing, not giving God none of the credit. He's in every breath that we breathe. But you made yourself, huh? You ain't even birthed yourself, man. Get out of here. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. Mm-hmm. Their corrosion gonna eat your flesh like fire. Corrupted. Your riches are corrupted. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. You did it. You ain't let God do it. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, so you ain't even pay the ones that working for you. The ones that mowed your lawn, huh? Kept back by fraud. You kept that money. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. So the wages that you didn't give them, they crying out against you. It says they cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. See, that's why you got to treat others right. You don't know who they know. Hey, do you know who I am? Like, do you know who my father is? You know what I'm saying? They crying out to the Lord, and he hearing them. Verse 5 says, you have lived on earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter. So you got pleasure, luxury, and your heart fat, arrogant, prideful. You have condemned. You have murdered the just. He does not resist you. You murdered me. That's some rich oppressors that's going to be judged right there. Better watch them riches and how you get rich, man. Start treating folk different and all that. God watching, though. Especially if they his people. And then they cry out to him. James chapter 5, verse 7 says, therefore be patient, brethren, believers, brethren, all right? Be patient until the coming of the Lord. Yeah, we got to be patient. We got to keep our faith in God. Yeah, be patient. Let patience have its perfect work. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Keep believing that Jesus is coming back. And be patient until he come back. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. The farmer ain't in no rush. Waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. They're not pulling it up before season, before the time. They're going to let it make sure it get good and ripe. Right? Yeah. Ready to eat. Until it receives the early and the latter rain. Not going to be so quick to pull it up. Wanted to get that early rain and wanted to get that latter rain too. Verse 8, James chapter 5 says, you also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Jesus is coming. I'm talking about, we so close to Jesus coming back. We're closer now than when you first believed. Think about it, when you first believed, you thought he was coming in. We closer now to him coming back now than when you first believed. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I mean, all right, so you also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Establish your heart. Get ready. We about to go home, man. We leaving the earth. You see, coronavirus killed the life that we was trying to live without God. Yeah, it done killed that and still killing. The people trying to fight it back and because they won't, they're not trying to fight it back because of God. They trying to fight it back because they're selfish and they want to live life on the earth without the punishment that comes with disobedience. You see what I'm saying? But still don't want to acknowledge God. So he's just going to take us. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Those of us that's looking for him, that's welcoming Jesus to come back. This says the coming of the Lord is at hand. That means it's very, very near. It can happen right now while I'm talking and preaching, or it can happen, you know, tomorrow or whatever. But it's at hand. Whenever it happens, it's up to God. You just better be ready. Now, this is something that you better stay ready. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. This is something you need to stay ready for. Stay ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Stay ready. Verse 9, do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. He's standing at the door. We don't believe this, do we? I believe Jesus is coming, man. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. You better watch how you're behaving. You know what I'm talking about? My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. So look at the ones in the Bible before you who are regular people, but they had faith in God, and they made it through with their faith in God. They didn't bow down to what the population, the popular stuff was, you know, what the culture was saying. They stood for God, man. So, my brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. We got an example. The word of God is full of them. Verse 11 says, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. The ones who endure all the way with God, they're blessed. You have heard of the perseverance of Job. Don't forget about Job now. Go back in there. When last time you read Job? You too busy trying to work your job. Uh-oh. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. That's why he was telling you, getting you ready, letting you know he's about to make you wealthy. I didn't say rich. I said wealthy. Okay? If riches increase, they increase who eat them up, spend them up. So don't ever get dependent on riches. Stay dependent on God, even if you increase. So indeed, we count them blessed. Verse 11, James chapter 5. We count them blessed who endure. If you endure, you're blessed. Stick with God. You cannot lose. No matter what it look like in the physical or feel like or nothing, or what they saying, stick with God, man. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes. Yeah, don't swear. I swear, blood, I swear, man. No, don't do that. Let your yes be yes, plain and simple, and your no be no, plain and simple. At least you fall into judgment. That's it. Say yes when you mean yes. Say no when you mean no. That's it. Plain and simple. Don't swear. Verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Is there anyone among you suffering? This is how the suffering ones get healed. The Bible is the truth, man. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. So if you're suffering, you pray. I don't feel like praying. I'm suffering too much. No. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray then. We can't save nobody. The other ones got to pray for themselves. They got to. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. If you cheerful, sing some good songs. Cheer some other folks up. Verse 14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders. So the sick, you got to call for the elders of the church. Yeah, the ones that got faith in God. Walk with God for a long time. Mm-hmm. Over 10 years. Yeah, that's elders of the church. Yeah. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, those that have had their faith in God for a long time, and let them pray over them. Pray over him. If they sick, you that had your faith in God for a long time, you elders, pray for the ones that sick, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, look at this, listen to this. The prayer of faith will save the sick. You got faith. Pray for the sick. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. I'm going to put my boy Melvin name right there again. Mm-hmm. God got you. The prayer of faith will save the sick. I believe that. The word says it. I believe it. The prayer of faith will save the sick. I don't care if nothing ain't changed in the physical and we can't tell. I believe the word of God over that. The prayer of faith will save the sick. You got to take his word over the physical. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Thank you, Father. I'm going to raise him up. Thank you, Father. And not just my homie, but whoever else. You pray for them. And your people. God bless him. He's increasing. Right? We belong to him. He increasing. In our lives. Whew. So we can pray for others, man. Confess your trespasses to one another. Confess that you ain't perfect. Confess that you, yeah, I done broke the rules. I fell down, yeah. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, though. So only confess them because there's one that's going to pray for you. Confess your trespasses to another, to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent, fired up prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yeah. Believe that you receive them and then you're going to have them. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Do you see what kind of power is in you? You want me to read that verse again? I'm about to. Look what kind of power that is in us, man. We believe. Verse 17, James chapter 5. Elijah was a man. Yeah, God used him mightily. He was a prophet, but he was a man with a nature just like yours and mine. And he prayed, for the country folk, yoing. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. He prayed earnestly now that it would not rain. Excuse me, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Some of us just want to say something one time to God, and that's it. You got to find out what earnestly means. Yeah. He was earnest with it. Yeah, he kept praying. I know that much. Earnestly, that it would not rain. And it did not rain. God answered him. And it didn't rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Can you imagine that? 3 whole years without rain. I'm talking about this actually happened, literally, or what have you, in the physical. Yeah. So God did that. He got the power to do that. Override it. All right, we're in James chapter 5. We finishing it up. Oh, you got to be sincere with your prayers, man. Be serious with your prayers. Don't you be talking about, God, do this for me, and then walk away and leave. Well, come on, man. How are you serious? He prayed earnestly. He took it seriously. He prayed seriously, and it didn't rain. God answered him. 3 years and 6 months. No rain on the land. Verse 18 says, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. That's how much power is in us. There's another scripture that say the sun arrived when Joshua arose. When he arrived, then the sun came with him. And then Joshua told the sun to stand still, and the sun stood still, like, for a long time, too. It's all in your Bible, man. This is what people that were serious about God, that God, this is what God did, because they were serious about him. So be more serious when you pray. Be more serious about believing that God will do everything he said he will do. That man prayed and it didn't rain, and then he prayed again and then it did rain. It didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. almost 4 years without rain. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So while it wasn't raining, that means it wasn't no producing, no fruit being produced, because it ain't rained in almost 4 years. Wow. Verse 19 says, brethren, believers, don't say Christians, it don't say that, it say brethren. If anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. If anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. And that's what Jesus' purpose was, to save souls from death and cover our sins. And that's the same mission that he sends us on. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop and Jesus. First part of this episode was Second Samuel, chapter 1. Part 2 was Isaiah, chapter 60. And part 3 we just finished up was James, chapter 5. And we'll be starting a new book. Next Bible study, we're going into 1 Peter. Yeah, after James. Chapter 5 is 1 Peter next time. So again, those scriptures were part 1, 2 Samuel, chapter 1. Part 2, Isaiah 60. And part 3, James chapter 5. Father, continue to just have your way. Father, let us be more earnest when we pray. Let us believe everything you say. And you let your will be done, Father. Let us give you the glory, Father, as you increase in us. Yeah, as you increase in us, you get the glory, Father. Let us give you all the glory from everything in every area that you increase us with. Thank you for the wealth that you are increasing us with. Now, Father, let us use all of the wealth that you increase us with. Let us use it for your glory. Let's be good stewards of your kingdom and in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the work that you're doing in our lives. Continue to have your way. And let us continue to give you glory as we continue to praise you, Yahweh. In Jesus' name, amen. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'm your homie Oasis. Appreciate you listening, man. Woman and children and teenage reigns. Hip Hop and Jesus, it's still Bible study. Peace.
Yeah, what's mobbing, man? You know I can dig it.
That's right.
I got the dirty shovel to prove it, man. Yeah. I've been where you at, homie. I'm not far removed, you feel me? Only by the grace of God, bruh.
That's right.
Real talk, yeah. Yeah, I'm born to die, bro. Soul is more than sword or hollow. I've worn the sorrow of a son that knows there's no tomorrow. I'm holding hollows in these stolen Rallos. I can burn them all, but it's an eternal war, so I know there's more to follow. I pour a swallow, explore the bottle like Coronado. My life is horrible, nothing short of a horror novel. There's no disguise, and if my vision is gone, so surprised that I live this long inside this miserable song. I wish and I long for more than just the mission I'm on. Just a typical nigga drifting with no visible home. Can't be civil with my siblings, so I live on my own. Often nervous, evil thoughts of murder be filling my dome. Yeah, I've taken lashes to capacity, no more to tally. Aborted child in the tortured alleys of Northern Cali. I made the choice to take the oyster and leave the pearl. Pain is art, they gon' see my mural before I leave this world. Yeah, I'm being honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is don't good.
Don't forsake us, just
yeah.
Make us.
Come on.
See you for who you are.
Please.
And we're so blind.
We are.
But there's no time
for
straying away too far.
I know
back to you.
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Come on.
You're the place where I feel.
heaven, I'm sick of it, nigga. This is prison. I'm seeing sicknesses depicted in my sickening visions. Death is whispering, but I'm too lifted to listen. Blood glistening like a prism when the moon hits it when gripping. And I'm slipping to the depths of the threat. There's no protecting me, cause every second I wear the flesh that the devil's beckoning. I'm soaked in filth and my soul is wilting like thick roses. Thick doses of pain got me in hypnosis. I stick closest to the ghosts of my bitter past at the cemetery where they buried under withered grass. I hear them audibly calling me. Seven follow me. Smell of death is all on me like rotten meat in the autumn heat. It's like somehow my cup of sanity done got a leak. I never planned to be this stranded and damned if I fall asleep. I've beaten misery. Now I'm back for a second helping. Helter Skelter is my shelter. Death is welcome. Yeah, I'm being honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
To make us, nah, to make us,
you gotta
be who you are.
I'm ready to see
and
you.
We're so blind, there's no sign.
Come on,
straying the way too far.
There ain't
nonsense and incredible comments in my head. I wanted dead. I'm no detectable conscience, no affection for those that got no exception, no content. Slow regression, my soul's in a cold depression, the bondage slipping in the sickest sin I ever could grapple. While sipping gin, I'm mixing it with medical capsules. I'm pissed like being Christian's just an incredible hassle. Never rest does the devil, he's ever ready for battle. The evil seeping in and it's weakening my state of mind. I preach to people, but I'm feeble and I'm straight up blind. I'm married into the very sin that I speak against. I rarely grin because every minute it keeps me tense. I lay up late at night awake with my demons, knowing that one day I'ma have to pay for this treason. There isn't any evil I won't do. So Father God, I gotta keep my eye on you. Yeah, I'm being as honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the good. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
To make us,
to make us,
you gotta
be who you are.
I'm so ready,
and you're so blind, but there's no sign.
Come on,
straying the way too
nah.
far.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, I started. That engine get to yarking like a race car. Dark, but every part of him be sparkling like a quasar. Sliding with my savior. Rider like I'm JR. Got a laser. Cider on the slider of the AR. Work hard and I play hard and I safeguard my pay card. Got a ten, a jack, a queen, a king, and I'm waiting for my ace card. You deserve the praise, Lord. Brought me out the graveyard, so I take part in communion. Supping you came about the tomb is nothing. Your rule is just, I'm through discussing the issue or nothing. Please don't remove your covering. I'm praying for my foolish brethren. We will never water down the truth. We make the earth adjust. My squad is in the turf and trust. We mobbing till they murder us.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross above my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
Forgive
77 Cuddy, leather gutty with the serpent eyes. It's mighty hot up in there, buddy. When a chirp it slides, mob logo on the hood with the purple sides. We cut the top, dot,
it's been circumcised. We surf the sky, something like a fighter jet. Hog fam, every strand's connected like a spider's net. Beef with us, it's jet skis, get your riders wet. Protected by the hand of God, at best you're just a minor threat. I give no energy to the demons in my inner me. His blood set sinners free, we train to love our enemies. Yeah, so to the hatred I pay no regard. Persecuted, don't confuse it, I'm a soldier scarred. But I gave my soul to God, he stamped me like a postal card. Warrior, I'll never leave my post, I'm like the coastal guard. Put away them childish things, couldn't box with God within your wildest dreams. For him, I'll go around like Saturn's outer ring. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. I'm in that lanky looking spanky on them true race. Schizophrenic ain't he? The pain be going two ways. Roof raised, engine hot as souffles. Probably in my new J's. Yahweh, do I do praise? Apostles, where it's hostile. I'm chopping with that gospel like it's 2K's. We be on Beelzebub's head, rally, toupees. New age disciple and we riding, no school days. Go to war, got Michael on my side, no buble. God gave me the word to go. What would I be worried for? I hop out that convertible and convert a soul at the murder show. We be on discipleship, we don't just invite the sick. I go hard like a psycho bitch that I just bought from Michael Vick. Hey, bro, if you ain't in it to win it, then what you play for? Don't they know? My sins have been paid for by the A.O. Alpha Omega, no way I'm ever quitting. My debt was smitten, all my steps forgiven. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been forgiven.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt